This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Big shout out to Ed Hansen's Muffler. Ed Hansen's Muffler Service is where all your pipe dreams come true. They are a full-fledged exhaust system company, high-performance exhaust, catalytic converters, all the way to the tip. Ed Hansen Mufflers is here to help fulfill your dreams, high-performance needs. They've been servicing the cars of San Diego County and residents with quality work at a competitive price. Since 1985, Ed Hansen's Muffler Service has been California's most reputable muffler shop. Their shop specializes in a wide variety of exhaust systems. They have a crew with a reputation of talent, artistry, honesty, determination, with customer satisfaction as number one. They have an A-plus rating at the BBB. Give them a call, 619-698-7030. Thank them for supporting SDORC Dirt Radio. Ed Hansen in the house. How you doing, Ed?
Doing great.
Thanks. Reading the book, McQueen's Machines.
Yes.
Pretty awesome, huh?
He's had some nice motorcycles.
See, this is when you, if you had all the money, you could do what he did.
He had some amazing cars. Jaguars.
And bikes.
Ferraris.
And bikes.
Of course. I have a bike that's the same model of what he owned.
Wow.
The movie On Any Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
He rode a 400 Husqvarna.
And you have one.
I have the
same color? Thing.
Same color.
Ooh.
Shifts on the right side,
yeah.
Which gives me dyslexia of my feet. You go into a turn, you forget what to do.
Ah! Hey, you got a great guest on the line, I understand.
We do. We have Amy Granite. She is the executive director of the California Off-Road Vehicle Association. Are you there, Amy?
I'm here.
Hi, Amy. My name's Dave. Haven't talked to you, but I've been banging on Ed for I can't remember how long to get you on air. It's amazing the job you have done, and I'm sure you're up against a few hills and battles, and you've been doing this. How long have you been the director?
I've been the director since 2011.
Wow.
So I was just... my contract was just renewed with the board, actually, July 1st.
Congratulations.
So, thanks.
So,
challenge.
Have you?
That's that an understatement.
Is an understatement. But what got you into this? I mean, did you grow up as someone that went to the deserts and the mountains and did off-roading, or was this just a cause you needed to fulfill?
It's sort of an interesting story. When I was in my late teens, I moved overseas and to basically a farming environment. And we had tractors and everything else, and we rode through the fields, and we didn't necessarily think about it as off-roading.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of was. When I got older, my family moved to the Central Coast. And unfortunately, at a pretty young age, around 40, I got very ill. It's a very rare disease. It's similar to multiple sclerosis in the way it works in your body or manifests. And I went from pretty literally being able to walk one day to not being able to walk the next.
Wow.
But I still had young kids at home. And a friend of mine came over to my house at the time, and I was kind of mourning because the kids and I would go to all the parks and just being on the coast is so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you have a four-wheel drive truck, use it. There's an SVRA not that far away from here. SVRA stands for State Vehicular Recreation Area.
And you probably asked him, what does that mean?
Exactly. And he said, you know, we looked at the button on the dashboard to put it into four-wheel drive. And, I mean, I knew a lot of this because I always drove shift cars anyway, manual cars.
Cool.
So it wasn't a stretch of the imagination. And my youngest son and I went out one Saturday, and we had a blast. We just had a great time. And unbeknownst to me at the time, I was riding in my Ford truck, and my now husband was riding in his Jeep right behind me. We stopped. We had lunch together. My son thought his Jeep was really cool, and he's like, I want to drive in his Jeep. I don't want to drive in your truck. And we kept in touch, and 6 months later, yeah.
Bingo.
There we were. But being disabled and wanting to see all the natural resources, the beauty that California has to offer, mm-hmm. there are so many incredible, beautiful places. We used to go out all the time. We'd go out in the truck. We'd go out in the Jeep. We took his kids. We went to the desert all the time. You know, once we were married, we had together 5 kids. One was out of the house already in the Navy, my oldest son, and we traveled all over the place. And then little by little, you see trails closing, you see signs. And one time in particular, and this was in Panamint Valley, there was a trail that I'd always heard about, but we had never been, called Surprise Canyon. And between 1 year and the next, it was closed and a gate was put up, and it said, Bureau of Land Management, this is a wild and scenic river area. And I couldn't walk very well still at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friends, my husband, they all went back to see what had happened. And I sat by the gate, and it was hot, and I was annoyed. And I got very upset. Mm-hmm. And I just said, this isn't wrong. This isn't fair. Why is this happening? And every group that I went to and said, why is this happening? I either got dismissed or told, well, there's nothing you could do about it anyway. And I just did not grow up in that kind of atmosphere where there's nothing you can do about it anyway. And mm-hmm. I really have dedicated myself since that point. It's not only for disabled people, but it's anyone who comes to a point or wants to see something and they encounter a gate. Somebody arbitrarily stopping them from doing what they want to do. And you got to look at it and say, why? Who talked to me about this? Who asked me about it and understood how it would affect my life? And the more I delved into it, the more I realized that off-roaders, like a lot of people enjoy traditional American sports out there, you know, hunting, fishing, we're being put in a category that isn't quite correct and
True.
Isn't quite fair. And that's, it's not only unfortunate, it means that we're forgetting our history. The power of exploration is what created the West Coast. It's literally how our cities developed. And yet there are groups that are dedicated to stopping people from being able to explore. And it's not so much what you do when you explore. So what you do when you explore, you can birdwatch, you can picnic, you can off-road, you can, you know, rock climb with a buggy, you can drive through sand. So that end purpose of what you like to do, what anyone likes to do, is great. First, you have to get there. And that's what Corva represents. We encourage you to do whatever you love to do. At the trailhead or after the trailhead, you can engage in motorized recreation, you can engage in non-motorized recreation. But if you can't get there, you can't do it.
That's right. And until you've done it, you have no idea what Amy's talking about. Until you spend the night out in the country and you can see more stars than you can count, you don't understand it. So when you folks out there listening to this show wonder, why in the world are they so passionate? Well, you just answered your own question, because you have not experienced what Mother Nature has to offer at absolutely no charge. and I honor you, Amy. Stick with us. We're going to take a quick break because I'm so happy you're on air, because I think it's important people understand why you do what you do. And we're going to talk about people supporting organizations like CORVA, STORC, Blue Ribbon Coalition, because these are the organizations that fight for you, the general public, to enjoy what Mother Nature has given us, and we should have the right to enjoy it. Stay tuned. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Scooty Side-by-Side in El Cajon off Greenfield. If you have a side-by-side UTV, this is a great service center for you to take your vehicle to, get it upgraded, lights, winches, maintenance, or maybe you get into a fender bender. The insurance companies absolutely love these guys. So if you need to get maybe your brakes, shocks, oil changes, anything you need to go to Scooney's Side-by-Side. Just check them out, El Cajon Boulevard, right off Greenfield. All right, we got a very, very special guest on the line, Amy Granite. She is the Executive Director of Off-Road Vehicle Association. And trust me, folks, this lady is fighting as hard as she can fight to keep your the backlands, the deserts, whatever your enjoyment is outside of the city. She's here to make sure that happens. And let me tell you, for whatever reason, and no one's ever been able to explain to me why, the folks out there that don't want you to recreate and have fun, it just makes no sense to me. And I'm sure you have that same problem, right, Amy?
Well, I know why. Because I've heard it often enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of mistaken presumptions out there. And some of them are that, in fact, there's a recent study that came out that proved that hikers and mountain bikers affect the behavior of wildlife out in the wilderness or wherever you are out in the country more than off-road vehicles. So off-road vehicles... and hunters know this a lot. They know that they can get pretty close to their prey in an off-road vehicle. The minute they get out of the vehicle, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So they're seen as, they're identified as danger. But hikers were 8 times more likely to interfere with the natural behavior of wildlife. This was a study done by the Forest Service. We just have been, I think, an easy target to a certain extent.
Sure.
Because most of us, we go out there and we go, I just want to ride, or I just want to wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That's why organizations like CORVA are so important in SDORC, is because, yeah, we want to ride and wheel too. But we recognize how important it is, your right to do that, and how hard we have to work. And it is a perfect example, and Ed's work so hard to preserve the right in the desert areas around San Diego. And he still gets plenty of time to ride. I know that.
But, oh, yeah.
You know, that dedication when you see a wrong and you just want to right it. The people who are telling us this, I might say they're a little biased. Sometimes there's a little brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say they've been fed this misinformation for so long, and that's why when we approach legislators, I testified at the legislature the other day, and it's really important for us to be well-spoken, to be well-dressed, to present ourselves in a professional manner.
Correct.
Because that's not what they expect to see when they see an off-roader. So I always tell people you can be pointed, but you have to be polite.
Right. Well, they think of you as a beer drinking, Jeep driving, you know, tear up the woods, start fires and not be responsible. And every bit of that is totally untrue. Every bit of it.
Well, I don't drink, so that, but I do have a Jeep. So,
well, you could tell them you're drinking Gatorade.
I'm not gonna stop driving my Jeep because I get in my Jeep and
drive the heck out of it.
It's just a, well, my Jeep has a V8 in a 2006 TJ. Very light vehicle, very powerful engine. It's
sounds
just
like
a
fun.
Heck of a lot of fun. In the appropriate areas where it's designated for off-road, but.
And you pack it in, you pack it out, you don't leave a mark, nobody knows you were there because you're responsible. And I only say that, and I think the pandemic had a lot to do with it. It opened up off-roading and recreating to a lot of people that don't understand. When you leave your trash out there, when you break fences, when you tear up terra firma, when you drive over a turtle just because it was there and it looked like an interesting target, that's just added fodder to the left that wants to close down what we want to enjoy. And they need to understand that and be responsible.
Absolutely. You said it very well. I am on the board of directors of Tread Lightly for a reason, mm-hmm. and I have the conservation chair because conserving the natural beauty of California, being good stewards of the land, not only do we need to teach our children it, but sometimes we need to teach ourselves. In the pandemic,
sure.
in some areas of trailheads, they saw increases 2-4-fold of people coming out. And it's great to have a larger community. It's wonderful. But just as you said, they need to be aware. They need to know the rules. The general saying we go by is know before you go. So know where you're going to be, know the weather, know the terrain. There's a lot of information online. Make sure you have that with you. But by all means, you know, pack it in and pack it out. Mm-hmm. And as far as fire, there's been very, very few incidences of off-roaders actually starting fires. It's an urban myth.
Yes.
Or rural myth. But the fire at Hungry Valley was real. And that was started by a truck, from what I understand, hauling a trailer. It could have been a horse trailer. Mm-hmm. And the chains were dragging on the pavement on I-5. And it sent off sparks.
Sure. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes. But if there's any way they can, if there's any way they can blame the off-road community, they will.
Well, because Hungry Valley SVRA is so damaged now, we're looking to build a community and have off-roaders actually work on the trails so we can get that park reopened. It's a really important park. It's close to the greater Los Angeles area. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people go there. It also is a gateway to the Los Padres National Forest. Mm-hmm. Has some amazing trails. So we as a community have an opportunity to show everyone else that we can be part of the greater good.
Right.
And we can volunteer and we can get our park reopened. And State Parks is an important partner for off-roaders,
mm-hmm.
and we're trying to expand off-road opportunities into other state parks, and we really need to show them, not just say we could do it, but actually do it. And then once we are able to show how much we're going to do, I think it'll be much easier to expand into other state parks and get more opportunities.
Well, and I think you hit something right on the head. You know, when somebody in Sacramento is sitting there and a situation shows up like Hungry Valley, and all of a sudden they see thousands of people coming out to resurrect Hungry Valley, they sit up and take notice because those are voters. Those are their constituents. Now, if nobody came out and we expected Sacramento to fix the problem, well, then they're a lot less apt not to get involved. But when you see hundreds and hundreds of volunteers coming out in an organized fashion through CORVA, S-T-O-R-C, you know, and I don't want to miss all the other great organizations that are going to jump on board and fix this problem, I think it's almost like the silence is deafening.
Absolutely. And Corva, I've been in touch with the district superintendent for that area, known him for a long time. He has a long history with Corva. Hungry Valley has a long history with Corva. One of the buildings there is named after our past president. The Waldheim Activity Center, and Ed Waldheim was president of Corva for 15 years. So it's part of our legacy. So we want to get the park back up to shape. And we already have commitments from a bunch of Central Valley clubs and individuals. You know, Bakersfield isn't that far. Tehachapi isn't that far from Hungry Valley. Seems like a world apart, but it's really not. So we have commitments moving forward. We just have to wait for the weather to get a little bit cooler.
It is a little warm. How does the general public help? You know, because somebody could be listening to the show and say, well, I don't belong to Corva, or I don't belong to this. But you don't have to. If you want to participate and help the cause, what would you recommend the easiest way for the general public to get involved?
Well, anyone who has questions, just email info at corva.org.
Okay.
I get all those emails. I answer all my emails, and we will start putting together. You know, this is very, very new. They were still putting out hotspots not that long ago, you know, like a week and a half ago.
Yeah. So it's going to take a while before everything cools off, you know, and then we can assess the damage and then, of course, put a game plan together as to what's the best way to go forward. What do we need to make this happen? But it doesn't mean you can't get involved now. Put your name on the list. I would just recommend you join Corva. I mean, or any other group that's within your area that works the way Corva and SDORC and Blue Ribbon Coalition and all the other phenomenal groups out there, just join. And you can join more than one. And it's not stupid expensive. You can't even buy breakfast for what it costs to join Corva.
That's a good point, Dave.
It's a heck of a good point. My wife and I went to breakfast, $45, okay? I could have joined Corva and another one almost for that kind of money.
Well, Corva's $40 a year.
See?
We think it's the smartest $40 you'll spend. And what it enables us to do is literally work with legislators, work with lobbyists, work with lawyers when needed, and see what the options are to protect our off-road opportunities. And every single person is then represented who belongs to Corva. Now, I'll represent everybody because I'm part of the off-road community. I know Ed feels the same. You know, we have to watch out for our, you know, brothers and sisters who are out in the forests, out in the deserts. But the more people who join, the more you can do.
Without
money does help in a lot of areas. We have an amazing lobbyist, and we're very lucky to have him working on our side. But we need to go in a little bit deeper with him. And that's just an example. And there's just so much more you can do. And the principle, I mean, you can't even fill it. I can't fill my Jeep for $40.
Not hard.
No.
All right, Amy, we got to take a quick break. We also need to go after all the car manufacturers that build off-road vehicles. We need to go after all the aftermarket companies that support the off-road community. They should be writing checks and sending people by the droves, because if we ever lose this opportunity, they might as well close up shop.
We'll never get it back.
Never get it back. All right, kiddo, hang with us. We're going to take a quick break. We come back, a whole lot more on STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Hey, SNS Off-Road Magazine. Boy, I tell you, if you have an off-road vehicle and you want to stay on top of what's going on out in the off-road community. Go to SSORMAG.com. Used to be a periodical that you could pick up at 7-Eleven. Well, now it's online. Bigger, better, more content. You can sell product. You can buy product. Stay up to date. Sherry and Steve keep it to the point where it's kind of fun. It's family oriented. There's games. You can send in photos. It's just really a great organization. So go to SSORMAG.com. Wayne Miller Tire. Man, I tell you what, they've been with SDORC for an awful long time. Mm-hmm. Wayne Miller Mobile Tire is an auto repair shop and tire dealer servicing San Diego, California, and the surrounding communities. They offer a variety of automotive repair tire services to keep your vehicle rolling, and everything they do, their team is committed to providing the best workmanship and customer service possible. 619-596-2800 or go to WayneMillerTire.com and make sure you tell them thanks for supporting SDORC. All right, we got Amy Granite on the line. Amy Granite is the hardest working lady out there, but she's got a great cadre of support from the off-road community, all the different clubs, and she works feverishly. She won't admit it, but probably 7 days a week to keep the off-road community alive and well and in the face of all the folks out there that are trying to make decisions about the off-road community and make sure if they do make a decision, it's the right decision. Amy, I've been wanting you on air for as long as I've been doing this show, and I think we're up to 8 years. So,
wow. Thank you. That's quite a compliment.
No, I'm dead serious because, I mean, Ed keeps talking about you. Audrey keeps talking about you. Mike McGarity talks about you. All these people are talking about you, and I can't get them to get you to come on air. So persistence is everything. We've been doing this show for 8 years, mainly trying to do what you're trying to do, is educate, 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 and get people and businesses to support what you're trying to do. Because it's our country, and we should have the right. And I loved your first segment when you pull up to a gate and it says you can't come in. Well, why can't I come in? Tell me why. And if they can't tell you why, then you should be able to come in. So I applaud you and congratulations on getting signed back up for another grueling 2, 3, 4 years.
No, it's great, and I really believe in the cause and what Corva does. You know, we have a almost 55-year history. Wow. Going back of doing exactly what we do, being a statewide organization and representing all forms of OHV. Then we can support groups like San Diego Off-Road Coalition, mm-hmm. Or other groups that are around the state that are more geographically located in certain areas. And they're the specialists. So Ed is a specialist in San Diego and everything mm-hmm. around it, mm-hmm. Ocotillo Wells. And we turn to him for answers.
Sure.
So we have people that are specialists throughout the state. And we need that, a number of amazing people. And you can't do this alone. Anybody says that they're the key.
No.
And they're doing this. No.
No.
That's not true because... you need all these other people around you. Sometimes you just need to throw the spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks mm-hmm. and see what ideas you have. And it may not be an idea you originally have, but when you think about it as a group, you go, oh, okay, let's try that. Mm-hmm. We had a recent analysis in the Inyo National Forest, and for some reason, well, I know why Inyo has a special place in my heart. It's a beautiful area. Don't go in the summer, but it really is a beautiful area. It has some amazing places to see back there. But they had an analysis from the Inyo National Forest. It was just all wrong. Everything about it was wrong, and it was done by people who didn't understand it, and I had to call them and say, your analysis will not fly.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't any good. They didn't even know how to define an OHV, which is
wow.
a non-street legal vehicle. And you can, it's confusing because you can OHV on a dirt road, and that would be for anybody,
mm-hmm.
anybody in a truck, in a Jeep, in a street legal vehicle. But when you talk about access for an OHV vehicle, that is very specific in state statute to side-by-side, mm-hmm. dirt bike, ATV. And that's what has to be open. Those are the areas that we sort of specialize in, and snowmobiles. And as hot as it's been, it was 113 in Sacramento where I live
Holy
yesterday.
Holy mackerel.
But,
I think it hit 80 here.
Yeah, I was looking at the weather in San Diego actually at one point, and it was 68. It was towards the evening, and I'm going, oh my God.
Don't you hate it?
But, you know, snowmobiles, we have about 15 to 16,000 registrations in the state of California. And they have been going through the worst discrimination of any group of off-roaders that I've seen. And you wouldn't think it. It's such a small community. Mm-hmm. How can it have that much of an impact? Just one small group decided to villainize them, literally, and report to the agencies that they were threatening their personal space, their personal... Like, they were telling people that snowmobilers were sort of attacking them, literally. I mean, I can't say it because it sounds ridiculous. But that's what ended up in some of these analysis, you know, the fear of personal harm.
Sure.
And that's how low people will stoop
yeah.
to discredit off-roaders.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I know. I know. It's and like I said, it just you just shake your head, and that's why we have to keep fighting the fight. I'm going to have Ed, because I don't know if you're going to like this or not, but you made a major mistake coming on. But I want Ed to send you my email address, because what I would like to do, instead of having you call in on Sunday when you'd probably rather be out wheeling, I'd almost like to have you call me during the week, and we'll do our live to tape interview for a segment.
Sure.
And just give you a segment every time we're on. And that way we could stay totally up to date from your side of the world. You know what I'm saying? And if you're willing to do that, it won't cost you a dime. It'll just be a golden opportunity for you to do a segment every time we're on. And I might even use it, because I'm here for 7 hours. So I might even use it in other segments, because folks just don't understand. Once it's gone, it's gone. And getting it back is by far the hardest thing on the planet. And I just want to say that before we go any farther with the show, because I believe in everything that you're doing, Ed's doing, and all the rest of the organizations out there. Because I had a friend of mine the other day say, we're going to Europe. I go, what are you going to Europe for? Oh, we want to go on vacation. I go, have you seen any of the national parks? Well, no. Well, then what are you leaving for? What are you leaving for? Have you even been to Glamis? No, we've never been to Glamis. Well, why are you going to fly all the way to Italy and probably get food poisoning? So, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm a firm U.S. of A kind of guy, and I think there's enough in this country that should make everybody happy. But that's just me.
No, and going up the coast through Oregon to Washington State.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Have you been to Alaska? Yeah. Have you been to Alaska?
I've been all over Alaska.
I have not. My husband has, but I have not.
You have to go. And if you go during May and June, the mosquitoes are minimal. The scenery is off the charts. I went up to the Dalton Highway, almost got killed by a couple of semis, but that's another story. Went to the Arctic Circle, went to Coldfoot, which is, I know you don't drink, but it's the farthest bar north in Alaska. I mean, but there is the people, the scenery itself. We flew to Kodiak Island. If you ever watch Deadliest Catch, the fishing show with all the tuna or the crabs, mm-hmm. and we went out in the backcountry with this guy, and he was a guide, and he says, "Oh, you guys fish?" We says, "No." Well, do you hunt? We go, "No." Then he says, "Why are you here?" I go, "Look around. Look around." I mean, my
God, it's so beautiful. But anyway, I digress. I like the U.S. Sorry. So, anyway, what do you got on your plate? What's coming up that you're fighting hard for?
We're working in the legislature right now, so we've got a few bills that we're working on. One is the one sponsored by Senator Jones right there from San Diego.
Oh, yeah, Brian Jones.
Called the competition sticker bill.
Good.
And, you know, CARB does interesting things in California. That's the only way I can describe it.
And you're so polite.
In their infinite wisdom, in 2019, they passed a ruling that certain types of motorcycles, non-emission compliant motorcycles, would, after model year 2021, would no longer be eligible for green stickers. Mm-hmm. Or red. At one time, they were red stickers.
Right.
Now, the red sticker program is phasing out. And so anything 2021 and previous, they will be grandfathered in, whether or not they're emission compliant or not.
Oh, wow.
And anyone who's bought a model year 2022 and newer is having a problem. Some of them are getting registrations, but a lot of them are not. Mm. And so what primarily a lot of these bikes are used for is competition purposes. Mm. So in order to transport it, in order to insure it, you actually need to register it. And a lot of people haven't been able to. We used a lobbyist in Corva before, and she really thought this was a consumer issue. And when have you bought something legally bought, paid for in California, paid tax on it, and then not be able to use it or not be able to insure it? It's kind of a weird catch-22, and Senator Jones has been great in pursuing this. The bill is SB 708. It has passed through committee. It's now on what we call the consent calendar, which means there's no discussion on it. It just passes through.
Mm.
So hopefully that'll indicate that the governor will sign it. It still has a few more hearings, committee hearings. There's another bill. There's SB a bill 632? That we just heard about.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought for 1 second, Amy, because we're going to take one more break and we'll let you finish off with what Ed normally does, is puts us to sleep with all the laws and rules, but you're way better at it than Ed is. I mean, at least I'll stay awake during the next segment, so stick with us. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Lifestyle Garage in lovely Lakeside. Right there off of Winter Gardens Boulevard in Lakeside. It's off-road vehicle service that if you buy a Jeep, Ford, Chevy, and you want to really trick it out, well, these are the guys for it. All their equipment they use is top-notch, great warranties, great quality. Once it's bolted on, it will work. So, also, if you want to just do general repair, they can do that for you as well. They have a fleet service for all the businesses that, you know, do like to off-road. They want to get out to the desert as quick as possible, so they need to get their vehicle serviced. Well, that's what Lifestyle Garage does. Call them at 619-499-5323. Make an appointment and tell them thanks for supporting SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, we got Ed Stovin in the house, and we've also got Amy Granite. She's the executive director of Off-Road Vehicle Association, which is a full-time job. She's got a team that helps her try to keep the government in line, because it's interesting, they do crazy things, and I bet half of them have never been off road or never even been out in the country. They just sit in their little offices and push buttons and sign up things that make absolutely no sense. Who could buy a motorcycle and not allowed to register it or insure it? I mean,
you can't even transport dirt bike on the highway.
It makes
you
no
can buy it,
but you can't.
You can race it, but you can't get it from here to there illegally.
You can't even put it in your front room and just look at it. I mean, because you're transporting it. So, Amy, we were talking about some up and coming legislation that the consumers should be aware of? Why don't you rattle a couple of them off?
Well, I'll just quickly give you some numbers because, okay. You know, one of the things about it, it is really boring, but AB 632 is, and I testified on that one in a committee, that's about preserving access to Red Rock Canyon State Park between Jawbone Canyon, Dove Springs, and all the areas that are around Red Rock Canyon. There's really not any more travel, off-road travel through Red Rock Canyon State Park, but this will preserve access to Sierra View Road. And then there's an interesting bill. We're still waiting to see what happens with it, and it's AB 3238. And it actually pertains to Ocotillo Wells. And there are a bunch of power companies that want to put transmission lines for alternative energy through that park and through Anza Borrego, and they're trying to get a bill through, but we're hoping that they won't be successful. We'll put it that way, so we're lobbying on that one.
Right.
But, you know, one of the things you said, and you're right, when something closes, it's very hard to get it reopened, but CORVA was honored this year and got the Organization of the Year award from the National Off-Highway Vehicle Conservation Council, or NOVAC. And we did that because we did get a road reopened. We actually restored access from Riverside County into the Cleveland National Forest, so it's the northeast side of the Cleveland National Forest, through Indian Truck Trail, which had been closed. There had been a fire, there had been some landslide. A small landslide, meaning gravel and rock that sort of is unstable to a certain extent, but you can stabilize it. We're not talking huge landslides, but working with a local group, the Cleveland Caretakers, and getting grants from Riverside County, we're able to do all the work needed to reopen the trail and keep it reopened, and the Cleveland Caretakers are taking care of that road, because it provides the only access that they have from Riverside County to into the Cleveland National Forest. Riverside County has one of the highest proportions of off-road vehicle owners in the state. It's a very, very large county. So it wasn't easy, and it took 2 years. The local people were amazing and incredible. CORVA served the role that we do by contacting everyone in charge, making sure everyone was on the same page, managing the grants, and making sure that the work got done to the level that it had to be done to be safe for off-roaders. But it's open now.
That's awesome.
So all the work is worth it. We just have to do it. And we're looking at a few other trails and other forests that we can reopen and get open. We're not so lucky in the desert yet. We're still kind of on the other end. But everything has a bell curve, I believe. And I think if local people work hard enough and really dedicate themselves to taking care of areas, they can push the envelope a little bit and show what they're made of. I mean, off-roaders like challenges. That's what we live for.
Mm-hmm.
And show that stewardship that you were talking about previously. And we can work together, and CORVA will help you reopen areas to the best of our ability.
And, you know, you bring up a good point. If somebody out there has heard about something maybe that's closed and CORVA or any of the other groups may not be aware of it, you need to reach out. Let people know that there's a situation wherever you're at that maybe CORVA needs to take a look at. I mean, because you guys do a good job keeping your, you know, ear to the pulse of what's going on, but there could be things that slip by.
Mm-hmm. Always. You know, the local people are the experts in their area. I know the Rubicon Trail pretty well. I've been involved in the whole Rubicon issue for a long time, since about 2008. And yet the people who ride and drive the trail every day, they're really the experts. They're the on-site experts. And they will see things before other people. And the same with every other trail. Last night we heard about something on Fordyce Trail, which is in the Tahoe National Forest. My husband actually got a text from a friend of his about a condition there. It's something I have to follow up tomorrow on Monday. But this is what we do. This is what we're dedicated to. This is what everyone with Corva, all the board members, especially Mike McGarity as president, we have a single focus, and it's our mission to do exactly as you said and to represent off-roaders, protect the opportunities, and really promote off-road recreation, as says in your introduction, as a family sport that everyone should enjoy. And so we can get more opportunities in California, and I'm really pushing that more this year. It's kind of like I want everyone to be able to get out there.
Without a shadow of doubt. Without a shadow of doubt. Well, like I said, it's going to take a group to make a difference. So if you're into off-roading or if you're not into off-roading, don't just sit back on your couch and say, well, I don't need to get involved. You do need to get involved, because the people that are trying to shut us down are involved. They're like a very well-oiled machine. They know what they're doing. They're using your money to make it happen. So we need to use our money to keep it from happening, and that's join these groups. Join Corva. Join SDORC. You're not talking an arm and a leg. Get involved. Be part of the solution, not the problem. And Amy, you and your team, can't thank you guys enough. Can't thank all the different groups that are out there fighting as hard as anybody I know is to keep the deserts open and to keep all the other organizations alive and well. So I applaud you tremendously for what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And I'll get Ed to send you my contact info. Oh, heck,
that'd
I can't.
Great.
I can't rely on him. You got a pencil? Have you got a pencil?
Yeah, I'm at my desk. Just give me.
Find a pencil.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, stall, like where you put a horse, STALL, and then D for David, at Cox.net. Just send me an email, and we'll set something up. We'll get on a regular thread line, so you keep me abreast as what's going on, and I'll give you as much airtime as you can, or as I can, to get the word out.
Okay, that sounds like an absolute honor. I would love to work with you. Thank you.
Can't wait. All right, we got to go, though, unfortunately. This is STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.